This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Hila wrote last night that she does not want to go into any restaurant where they're not wearing masks or social distancing. So this is kind of in regards to what's been happening in multiple states. Connecticut is going to start opening up soon. Texas is like, businesses could be at 100%. Wear the mask if you want, but we're not going to mandate it. Same thing with Mississippi Governor Reeves. Look, if you want to wear a face covering, you know, fine, but we're not going to have a state law. Businesses can open up. So a lot of states are kind of watching this, just like that Die Hard 2 movie, where once one plane landed, saying, look, we're on fumes, we got to land. Then they all said, you know what, we're going to use the fire from that plane that John McClane brought down, are all going to go. So we're going to see a domino effect with states. And I'm seeing online, and some of my listeners calling in or writing, saying, no, 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 they don't want this to happen. They don't want this to happen. So I have a question for you guys out there. Okay, let's just take a poll. All right, how many of you, if you had the option to go into a restaurant, do you want masks? Do you want social distancing? Do you want limited capacity? And how many of you prefer being able to not have to wait 3 weeks for a table, being able to get in, and not having to wear your mask and bring a mask every time you get up from the table to go to the bathroom and then take it back off again? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Because I brought this up last hour. Businesses are going to have to make some decisions here. Some businesses already in Texas said, no, we're going to still keep our masks. And they can. The governor said it's up to you guys. We're just not going to mandate it. Nobody's going to get in trouble. Nobody's going to be threatened to be closed. I own a couple supercuts, and I just got an email from corporate saying, despite what's going on in your city or state, we still want you to wear masks. We still want the masks and the social distancing, which is understandable, you know, because I think they recognize that there's still a large percentage of the population that wants to still feel protected. As a doctor, people ask where I stand on it. I'm like, look, once we're loosening the border, and now we're hearing cartels are coming in through Arizona and Texas, and people are COVID positive, and they're being released, and, you know, the COVID is going to surge again. We got variants. We're now, you know, letting people come in from other countries where it's surging, like in Mexico and Brazil. Our numbers will go up. So if they're going to go up anyway, people might as well, who are on their last leg, get to still run their business. You know, kids that are just depressed as heck can go to school. It's going to surge again. I mean, you know, the states did their part. But, you know, if the feds are opening up borders, the cases are going to rise anyway. So if the cases are going to rise, let's let businesses do what they need to. So could it be dangerous? Is it too soon? Well, like I said, customers and businesses are going to be driving. It's not going to be up to the governors later. So if there's a restaurant that puts a big sign saying, guys, we are going to be CDC friendly. Everybody here is going to be wearing a mask. Everybody here is going to be doing the CDC guidelines. And we're only going to allow 25% capacity. There are going to be some people who are immunocompromised or vulnerable going, I like that. I like being in a restaurant where there's not a lot of tables. I like not being where there's a lot of crowds. So some businesses might notice that they might actually attract them. Whether they can survive at 25% capacity or 50% capacity is beyond me. But if they can, you know, if a business can make their establishment look like the average person won't get flu, won't get, I don't know, chickenpox or whatever virus if somebody's not vaccinated, if Ebola, let's say, if they look like, you know, let's say they're in a senior population, and they make it look like, guys, you know, we're still going to be able to, you know, we're still going to try to have infection control, that business might make the sales. Some of the bars, though, that are attracted to younger people, they're going to probably do better without. Because the people that want to go to the bars, the people that want to meet, okay, they don't want to go to a bar that only has one person at the end of it. They're going to want to go to a bar that has a whole slew of options. Yeah, I never looked good when I was the only one at a bar. But when there was a bunch of other people, then I kind of look good, right? You know, you kind of need wing people, right? You need to compare. You need to find who you stand next to. Everybody wants to stand next to me because they looked better, right? So I was popular. I was like, man, look at all these. Look, everyone wants to talk to me. Yeah, everyone wants to talk to me because they look better. They look skinnier, right? They have better hair. So I get it. So honestly, if customers want masks, they're going to seek out the restaurants or the retail that have masks. If customers are like, look, I don't want to have to wear a mask. I want to be able to walk in. They're going to seek those places. Now, it's going to be very difficult to find. You're not going to be able to hedge. If you're a business owner, you're not going to be able to appeal to both because customers are going to walk in. If they want the mask, if they want the lockdown effect, if they want that whole ambiance, and they see people are coming in, right, with their Blockbuster videos dropping them off, not the Blockbusters around, you know what I'm saying, they're going to be like, no, I don't feel safe. So it's going to be interesting because you're going to have these little micro environments, where there's its own little sort of world where some of these places are going to be like, look, you can't come in without a mask. You have to social distance because this is what we are doing for our customers. This is the type of experience we give you. Just like going to one of those freezing bars, those ice bars. You know, it's going to be cold. This is the way it's going to be. If this is what you want, this is what we have. But if this isn't what you want to be here half naked, no, it's not going to work. Same thing with no shirt, no shoes. Some of these restaurants, they want you to, you know, not come in half naked. Shirt, shoes. They have a right to do that. So then those businesses are going to attract their clientele. So my guess is what I think a lot of places are going to need to do is, you know, I think a lot of governors are going to realize, you know what, okay, we're going to be done with the mandates because it's not popular. And if the economy doesn't grow, we don't want to be the ones to be at blame. And it's really going to be driven by people. So maybe there should be these polls going on. You know, do you want a place that's still CDC, you know, following? Or do you want a place that's open so you could get in and not have to wear a mask? I'd love it if I didn't have to wear a bra. I got to be honest with you. Find me a place I can be with a bra and sweatpants. I'd be really happy. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. I'm going. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free, up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
Sing it. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I love Michael Jackson. She's bad. She's bad. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. So many of you probably heard last night, the Wall Street Journal had released some kind of harsh accusations where top advisors to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo had allegedly influenced state health officials to remove data from a public report that showed coronavirus-related nursing home deaths in the state, had exceeded numbers previously acknowledged by the administration. So what we're being told is the nursing home report contained in a chart reviewed by the New York Times, a draft that put the death toll readily 50% higher than the figure was cited publicly by the Cuomo administration. And New York's total of 9,200 deaths far exceeded that of the next highest state, New Jersey, at the time. But the numbers of nursing home deaths, I know this kind of gets confusing a little bit, is when people died from the nursing home scandal, but they had to go to the hospital with their COVID and died at the hospital, it wasn't counted as a nursing home death. It was changed and counted as a hospital death. And some people, like Cuomo said, it doesn't matter. They died. Whether they died in the nursing home, they died in the hospital. Well, it did matter if allegedly they tried to change the data. Or when they were asked to hand over the data, they stalled. And so when people were trying to figure out how dangerous a move that was back in March, that was rescinded in May, the numbers weren't accurately given, more people could have died. So the Wall Street Journal says Andrew Cuomo's top advisor successfully pushed state health officials to strip a public report of data showing that more nursing home residents had died of COVID-19 than the administration had acknowledged. Now, this July report examined factors that led to the spread of the virus in nursing homes, and it focused only on residents who died inside long-term facilities. They left out those who had to be transferred to a hospital and then died there. So the report had said 6,400 nursing home residents had died, which is a significant undercount. The initial version of the report said nearly 10,000 nursing home residents had died. So the changes Mr. Cuomo's aides and health officials made to the nursing home report, which had not been disclosed, revealed that the state processed a fuller accounting of the out-of-facility nursing home deaths earlier this summer. And the health department, apparently there was some sort of, shall we say, cover-up. Now, you know, some of you have reached out and said, look, you know, Biden had sexual harassment claims. Trump had sexual harassment claims. You know, does Cuomo need to really resign over these? And in fact, I think one of the Democratic lawmakers in New York, one of the, I guess, state majority leader, the Senate majority leader of the state, says, well, if one more comes out, he needs to resign. It's tricky. Because to me, what happened with the nursing homes is a slam dunk. One of you asked, you know, well, why does it matter so much? Explain it. And so, you know, many people look at COVID as a very chaotic time. And governors were doing the best they could. Some of you look, which is one of the reasons why I really held back criticizing certain governors. And I had said, look, as a physician, I would not want to be a governor because you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. And if you don't have enough hospitals, not enough hospitals, not enough surge facilities were built during your time, or before your time in office, it reflects on you, even though you really can't build a hospital right away. What you could do, though, as a governor, what you did have at your disposal as a governor is while there were lockdowns, not that many of the lockdowns were necessary, but while you instituted these lockdowns, you take facilities, whether it's a Javits Center or whatever, and you repurpose them. You bring in extra staff. You incentivize retired or part-time workers. Maybe you bring in staff from other, you know, or you do, you know, crash course learning of, have healthcare workers that are adept at ICU not have to do some of the smaller sort of, you know, bandaging, you know, people and like, you know, some of the less non-COVID, less severe fast tracks type issues. So, you know, rather than a doctor having to deal with fast track, move the doctor to the ICU unit. And then, you know, people who have less training could do the less or have a doctor supervise and like medical students. All right. Medical students aren't certified. Yet I, as a physician, could say, all right, students, I want you to do this. I want you to do this. I want you to do this. We're going to evaluate that. You know what I mean? I mean, one doctor can manage a couple of medical students and then free up those other doctors to go to another facility. So what the governors did in any of these states have the power to do is to take a facility or maybe an assisted facility and repurpose them. While tests were coming in, you could test people at a facility. If they were negative, then that facility would be a COVID-free facility. If there's a facility of people that have COVID, then have that a COVID recuperation facility. Where Cuomo went wrong is when he mandated that people get out of the hospital, the older ones, go back to the nursing home to free up hospital beds. And he said in his press conference a couple weeks ago, the nursing homes did have the option to say, no, sorry, governor, we can't take them. It didn't sound like that. So when you forced sick people to come into an area where you had, you know, vulnerable people, it caused more people to get sick. Would they have gotten sick anyway? That's something Cuomo has said. That's something some of my listeners have said. Would they have gotten sick from the delivery person or people coming in and out of work or, you know, dating a nurse or a doctor and then coming to work? Yes, it could have gotten there. But the problem was the power and the directives and the inability for somebody to question that judgment. And then when it was found that there was an issue, rather than saying, guys, my bad, all right, I was trying to free up the hospital, sorry, there was a cover-up. So the reason why they're calling for Cuomo's resignation isn't so much that, you know, he didn't like Trump, or he doesn't like de Blasio, or it's, you know, a little Watergate-ish. This isn't something we want to see our public officials do. We know they do this. We know that, you know, public officials were in complete chaos, made some stupid decisions, you know, made certain choices, right? Started to close people down. And mind you, lawsuits might happen. But rather than there being lawsuits, and the lawsuits might come for Cuomo, this was a directive. This was his leadership, and it didn't allow an out. And rather than going, guys, you know what? Okay, looks like, you know, in our haste, we might have made a move that put others at risk. They would have been at risk anyway, but let's fix this. Instead, they just canceled the order and said, guys, this is how many people died, and it wasn't the true amount. See, once you cover up, I know a lot of people are like, look, you know, does it really matter the difference in numbers? The problem is there was an active force of cover-up. That is criminal. That's a problem. And then if they covered up that, what else are they covering up? It might take the sexual harassment charges to finally bring Cuomo down. I don't know. But the nursing home scandal was enough to unseat somebody in power, despite COVID being chaotic. So, I mean, I hope I broke that down. I know it's still kind of confusing for some, because some of you are like, oh, gosh, my governor's worse. Well, I mean, look at Governor Newsom. Governor Newsom might be going through a recall. I mean, you know, telling people to close, meanwhile he's out to dinner and all that. You know, it's, I'm sure many people are not happy with their governors. And like I said, I give a pass for the chaos. You know, if you have people overwhelmed and people, you know, and you have some facilities with nurses and said, guys, can you handle these people because we have these other people? But if it was, look, they're older, so they're going to die anyway. Oh, no, 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 no. Because your job as an elected official is to protect all citizens. You cannot put somebody ahead of somebody else by race, gender, age. So that's where, you know, it's a problem. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Hi. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Democrats have agreed to lower the weekly unemployment benefits to $300 in their COVID-19 aid bill from $400, but extend them through September, 1 month longer than the House bill. The bill is continuing to be debated on the House floor. The White House is highlighting increases in coronavirus vaccinations. Top COVID advisor Andy Slavitt giving an update on the latest vaccination numbers.
6 weeks ago, only 8% of seniors, those most vulnerable to COVID, had received a vaccination. Today, nearly 55% of people age 65 or older have received at least one shot.
Slavitt saying the government is throwing everything we have at the coronavirus pandemic, but noted the crisis is not over. The White House still not saying when new guidelines will be released for people that have been vaccinated. USA Radio News. Of the women accusing New York Governor Andrew Cuomo of sexual harassment are sharing their stories. Lindsay Boylan, the first woman to accuse Cuomo of harassment, telling a reporter that she decided to go public because she wanted to be the one to tell her story. The second woman, Charlotte Bennett, sitting down with CBS News.
I thought, he's trying to sleep with me. The governor's trying to sleep with me. And I'm deeply uncomfortable, and I have to get out of this room as soon as possible.
How did you respond to those questions?
I responded honestly. And when I was even thinking of coming forward, I think that was where I held the most shame, and that, like, I really was uncomfortable.
The Northeast is shivering with below-zero wind chills today in upstate New York and much of New England. Meantime, a new storm on the West Coast is bringing heavy snow to the higher elevations from California to Washington. Other parts of the Southwest, including Phoenix, Arizona, seeing temperatures in the low 80s. USA Radio News.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Many of you listen to our show delayed. We are live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, Pacific time. So some of you listen on the weekends, Saturdays or Sundays. Some of you listen at different times, sometimes at night. So we do have an answer line, so we can take your questions, and then we'll just answer them on the next day when we can, when we're live. So, and then, of course, when you hear it the next day, you will hear your question answered. We do try to email answers, and I try to answer as many as I can, but it's a lot. And so we definitely prefer on air, but I do try to get back to everybody. So on the Senate bill, breaking news right now, Bernie Sanders' attempt to add the $15 minimum wage to the COVID relief bill has failed. 8 Democrats have voted against him. So he wanted to add the $15 per hour minimum wage as he tried to amend the $1.9 trillion COVID relief plans. But John Tester, Joe Manchin, Jeanine Shaheen, Angus King, Kristen Sinema, Tom Carper, Chris Coons, Maggie Hansen voted against it. So, you know, moderates, progressives kind of back and forth on the Democratic side. Same thing with Republicans in terms of being moderate and ultra-conservative. And I know many people out there are like, you know, well, what's going to happen to minimum wage? Minimum wage is low. You know what's interesting? States are already going up. You know, many states, I mean, it would be nice for the federal minimum wage to change because there are multiple areas that are, you know, just giving people the $7. But, you know, certain states have already made movements to go up, and it looks like it is state-specific. You know, there's some states where they just don't feel the change in minimum wage. This is the right time. And so I personally don't like the fact that COVID relief is being hinged on all of these extra issues. These are major issues that are taking a lot of time. $1.9 trillion when only, what, they said 9% of it is really going to people? I don't know what the percentages are, but it's a lot, and I think it's ridiculous that there's all this extra legislation in one bill. But we do need people getting some stimulus payments. They do need money. They do need some rent relief. Landlords need rent relief. Landlords have been going a year without getting rent. And if they didn't have a business and couldn't apply for PPP money, then they're kind of going to be in trouble. And so part of this COVID relief package, I believe, had some rent assistance, because people having eviction moratoriums is fantastic for those who aren't having a job and don't want to, you know, be kicked out on the street with a family. But then whose apartment is that? Whose house are they in? And how are they able to pay the bills and not get foreclosed on? So in order for people to have rent free, they kind of need their landlords and, you know, also taken care of. There was some budging on the unemployment benefits, increased to $300 a week. And coverage, rather than going to August, was extended to September. So the $300 a week unemployment benefits was a little bit of a compromise. It's a reduction from the House passed version, which included $400 per week. And the Senate is starting a long series of votes to finalize the package. And, you know, the $300 a week unemployment weekly benefit, it's tricky. It's tricky. You know, I understand what Trump wanted to do, where he said, look, if you're not going to open your state and people are going to still be unemployed, then you have to pay part of the unemployment. But we'll pay $300, you pay the extra $100. And by the way, this isn't just, this is in addition to the unemployment. The unemployment, what, you make 75, 80%? This is on top of that. So when it was an extra $600 per week last year, when some businesses were able to reopen, a lot of employees were like, nah, we're going to pass. I make an extra $2,400 a month and not going to work. Nah, I'm going to pass. So I don't see them going back up to $600. When somebody can make way more money off unemployment or on unemployment than working, that starts to defeat the purpose. Now, I understand why there's extra being given, because, you know, if you're not working and you're not making tips, you know, you need to be at the 100%. And so since a lot of, you know, people, it's just too much to calculate to figure out who needs the 100%. They can't change that. They're going to keep unemployment the way it is and then just give some extra money. So $300 a week is an extra $1,200 a month. It's nice. You know, but is it enough? Well, what we really need is states to open up. That's really what we need. So we'll see what happens. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer predicted that the relief bill would pass. Last-minute changes show that Democratic leaders do want to work to ensure the support of all 50 of their senators. It's not that they're worried about, you know, Republicans and their opposition, because again, if 50 Republicans, if all the Republicans oppose, all they need is every single Democrat on their side, and they can use Kamala Harris to break the tie. Now, why are Republicans opposing this? What's the big deal? Well, if $1.9 trillion isn't going to people, and it's going to a variety of other pork and, you know, Planned Parenthood, things like that. I mean, Planned Parenthood could apply for PPP money, but do they need extra money infused to them? I don't know. That's what we're hearing. So, I mean, if $1.9 trillion was really going to stimulate the economy and getting into business holders, employees, employers' hands to hire, and that's what I like about the PPP Payment Protection Program. That, it's, you know, you can't use that money. Well, you can't get that loan forgiven if you don't hire people back. That's good. I mean, we applied for PPP money. Not only did we hire 90%, which was the guideline, we hired everybody back. Yeah, some people were like, well, we'd rather get unemployment. But I'm like, well, we have to offer you your job, you know, and if you want it, you have it. And they all ended up coming back. And so, and maybe it's because some were worried that, you know, if they refused work, they couldn't get unemployment. Because with unemployment, you know, you're not supposed to get it if you refused work. So what, unfortunately, what a lot of people did is they got money because they pretended they could only get 15 hours. And so if you were partially unemployed, you got the extra 600. So people figured out a way. They always figure out a way. And I don't know if the government's going to figure it out or not. You know, but there was a lot of fraud. And I what how many, like $40 million, right, fraudulently taken in California? So Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell criticized Democrats for pursuing a relief package without Republican votes after the chamber moved 51-50 to begin debate Thursday. I mean, it's just really, really tight. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Personally, I want people that don't have a job to get a job back. I want people that are having trouble feeding their family to be able to, you know, get some assistance. But I don't like this reliance on the government. You know, I mean, it's a lot of money. People were talking about, should stimulus checks be given monthly? Well, if unemployment is already giving you about $1,200, then to get a stimulus check also for $1,400, that's great. It's great money. But again, is it going to run out? I mean, with the government infusing money into private, into business is something we all, I think, agree that's fantastic. But what we don't agree on is, well, how much longer are we going to need this? So we'll see what happens. You know, will the Senate finalize it today? We hope so, but we're not sure. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Walmart is going to make $350 billion investment over the next decade into manufacturing. They're launching a program called American Lighthouses. That's going to provide regional support to U.S. manufacturers. That's kind of what we want. We want to grow more U.S. business. And the retail giant said it could support 750,000 American jobs, also have environmental benefits, reducing as much as 100 million metric tons of carbon dioxide emissions. They expect benefits for small businesses, diverse suppliers. So they're going to target textiles, plastics, small electrical appliances, food processing, pharmaceutical, medical supplies. And I think they're also going to raise minimum wage. I'm just not sure where, but they're hoping to, you know, kind of grow because their stock's been kind of slumping. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. So hopefully we, you know, are kind of out of wildfire season, although we are kind of fearful of what's going to happen this summer. And a report has come out saying fine particles from wildfire smoke is actually more harmful than pollution from other sources. This is something I think we kind of surmised, but it's an interesting study. Researchers at Scripps Institution of Oceanography at UC San Diego examined 14 years of hospital admission data, and they conclude that the fine particles we get in wildfire smoke can be several times more harmful to the human respiratory health than particulate matter from other sources, like car exhaust. So this research focused on the little tiny airborne particles with diameters up to 2.5 microns. 2.5 microns is about 1/20th of that of human hair, so it's tiny. And these particles are called PM2.5s. They're the main component of wildfire smoke. It can penetrate the human respiratory tract, get into the bloodstream, and impair vital organs. And so the study was published, and what they did is they isolated wildfire-produced PM2.5s from other sources of particulate pollution. The researchers defined exposure to wildfire as exposure to strong Santa Ana winds with fire upwind. And then they measured a second measure of exposure involved a smoke plume from data from NOAA's hazard mapping system. And they said a 10 microgram per cubic meter increase in PM2.5 attributed to sources other than wildfire smoke, and it was estimated to increase respiratory hospital emissions by 1%. But when you looked at wildfire smoke, it was between 1.3 to 10% increase. So these, you know, wildfire, we've kind of discussed wildfire before on the show. I mean, unfortunately, whenever, you know, we see issues in California and especially California, we had Tucson. We had some pretty bad fires after those gender reveal parties. Remember, people are trying to announce to everybody if they're having a boy or girl, put it on social media. So they do an explosion. They have a cannon spew out blue smoke or pink, which many people are kind of upset about because it's kind of gender, it's gender committing. But anyway, some people are concerned about that, which we'll talk about also in a second. But, you know, they started fires. We had fires in Southern California, Arizona as a result of that. But my issue with wildfire smoke, and I get most of my information from the EPA on this, is there's carbon monoxide. And carbon monoxide competes with oxygen. So particulate or not, you know, you don't want to breathe in carbon monoxide. You need pure, you need oxygen as much. It's not pure, but you need as much of it as you can. In wildfire smoke, you also have carbon dioxide. You got wood particles. You got formaldehyde. You got acrolein. You got benzene. You got plastics, byproducts that you get after incineration. So asbestos, I mean, you know, things that got burned down. All the crap that was in those houses or whatever is now out, the molds, all that. According to the EPA, smoke is composed primarily of carbon dioxide, water vapor, carbon monoxide, particulate matter, hydrocarbons, other organic chemicals, nitrogen oxides, trace minerals, and several thousand other compounds. They say the actual composition of smoke depends on the fuel type, the temperature of the fire, and the wind conditions. Different types of wood and vegetation are composed of varying amounts of cellulose, lignin, tannins, other polyphenolics, oils, fats, resins, waxes, starches, and those all produce different compounds when they're burned. So if somebody is exposed to wildfire smoke, they cough, wheeze, have difficulty breathing, chest pain, their mucus production could be affected, they're going to get dizzy, lightheaded, fatigue, racing heart. Their COPD, asthma, chronic bronchitis could be exacerbated. Their heart conditions like angina, heart attack, cardiac arrhythmias could be exacerbated. And they could have increased susceptibility to flu, to COVID. So personally, wildfires can increase COVID risk. CDC had to kind of warn people about that. So these PM2.5s are particles less than 2.5 micrometers. Larger coarse particles are like the PM10s. And the reason why that's important is you'll see a mask that'll say this is for PM10s. You want a mask that impedes PM2.5s. Any of them could impair lung function. But the smaller particles get into the bloodstream. And then that could also affect the heart. So we want to make sure that you can, you know, unfortunately, stop it. Symptoms can begin when you have at least 55 micrograms per meter cubed. That's a level. And that's not that high a level. So you could get symptoms right away. So who's at risk? Well, infants, children, elderly individuals, those with chronic lung disease, those at risk for heart disease and stroke, those with diabetes, smokers, pregnant women, those with chronic allergies, and, of course, pets. So, you know, yeah, luckily we now don't have wildfire smoke, but if you are in an area, you might want to make sure you have a plan B you could go to, because we're going to want you to avoid the outdoors, take heed of wind and air quality, recirculate the air in your home and car, keep windows closed, obviously consult with a medical provider before this happens. In case there is, you are in wildfire country, make sure you have extra medication, make sure you have your extra inhalers, things like that. And remember, respirator masks that say, you know, they are PM2.5, may, you know, you got to really check who's making these masks, because anybody could put something on the packaging. The N95s or N100s, which we've been using for COVID, could provide some protection, but it may not work against, like, all the toxic fumes, like formaldehyde, acrolein, things like that. So you got to kind of, you know, if you have an N95 respirator, you can definitely use that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, yeah, I was posed the question when we were talking about these gender, gender reveal parties, what is so bad for the kids? And honestly, I mean, I never dressed my kid in blue or pink. I liked blue, so we used the blue and all that. I didn't do the lambs or sheeps, but I guess the reason why people want gender reveal parties to stop is, let's say a child becomes, let's say, a teenager and says, you know what, I really want to be female, I want to be male. We assume that they don't mind documenting, you know, what they were born as and how they're making the change. Some people, they really want a new identity, and they don't want anybody knowing they were trans. They want people appreciating them in society as who they are now. So these gender reveal parties is evidence that they were one sex or another. So that's why they might go out of favor. That's why people are having an issue saying, now the kid feels like everybody knows. But you know what? Mom and dad are posting their pictures already online, you know, but that's kind of what's going on there. All right, I'm just here to report. There's a bill moving through the Kentucky Senate that's going to make it a crime if you insult or taunt a police officer during a riot. The bill is targeting people who unlawfully cross the line. Opponents are kind of worried it's going to crush protests in a violation of First Amendment rights. So Senate Bill 211 mandates up to 3 months of imprisonment for a person who accosts, insults, taunts, or challenges a law enforcement officer with offensive or derisive words, or makes gestures or other physical contact that would have direct tendency to provoke a violent response from the perspective of a reasonable and prudent person. The person convicted of this misdemeanor charge, it's a misdemeanor, could face a $250 fine and be disqualified from public assistance benefits for 3 months. The bill also had a provision that kind of pushed back on the defund the police, saying that government entities that fund law enforcement agencies must maintain and improve their respective financial support. So the bill did advance through the Senate's Veterans, Military Affairs, and Public Protection Committee on Thursday in a 7-3 vote. Republicans supported it. Democrats did not. Now it moves to their full Senate, and they think it could be passed as early as a week. You know, it's a mess. I mean, I grew up knowing that if I did anything to a police officer, I'd be jailed. And I'm like, don't go up to them. Don't mess with them. Don't, you know. But, you know, when you look at our First Amendment rights, you know, is this something that's constitutional? We'll see. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.